Hazrat Abdul Qadir Jilani, may Allah's mercy be on him, was born in Naif district of Jilan in Iran, Persia, on the 1st of Ramadan. Hazrat Abdul Qadir Jilani was the youngest child of his parents. At the time of his birth, his mother was nearly 60 years old. Within a few weeks, news spread that the infant refused to take milk until sunset, thereby implying that the newly born child was observing fast, as it was the month of Holy Ramadan. Abdul Qadir Jilani, may Allah's mercy be on him, was very young when his father died. His maternal grandfather, Abdullah Sumai, showered on him his love and blessings. After some time, his grandfather too died, and his old loving mother took care of him. He received his early education at home, where he learned general knowledge, theology, and the Holy Quran from his mother. By the time he was 18, he had absorbed most of the religious education at Jilan and memorized the entire Quran. His thirst for knowledge urged him to go to Baghdad for higher religious education. His mother, with a heavy heart, bid him farewell and entrusted him to the care of Allah and to always speak the truth. Hazrat Shaykh Abdul Qadir Jilani took leave of his mother, fully aware that he may not ever see her again, as he was off to Baghdad, and promised to heed her advice to always speak the truth. Many prophecies regarding Hazrat Shaykh Abdul Qadir Jilani were made before his birth by renowned Sufi saints. Hazrat Junaid Baghdadi, may Allah's mercy be on him, in his meditation had uttered the words, "His foot on my neck." He explained that at the end of the 5th century, a great person will be born, who will attain great spiritual heights and will become the head of all the saints. Many renowned saintly people acknowledged and testified that Hazrat Shaykh Abdul Qadir Jilani will become the spiritual leader of all saints. On the night of Hazrat Shaykh Abdul Qadir Jilani's birth, his father, Hazrat Musa Abu Saleh, was congratulated in a dream by Allah's beloved Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He predicted that the child would be a son who would be a beloved of Allah and would command universal respect amongst the saints. By the time Hazrat Abdul Qadir Jilani was 91 years old, his health deteriorated. Many saints and his sons gathered around him when he was more serious. Even at that time, Hazrat Abdul Qadir Jilani, may Allah's mercy be on him, was thinking of Allah. His eldest son, Abdul Wahhab, asked him to favor them with his wasiyat, will. Hazrat Abdul Qadir Jilani, may Allah's mercy be on him, said that one must obey Allah. He then went into sajda and prayed in prostration for the welfare and forgiveness of the ummah of Allah's Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Later, he lay down on his bed and prayed the kalima. His son, Sayyid Musa, who was also at his bedside, relates that his father kept on repeating, "Allah, Allah," loudly. Gradually, his voice lowered and he left this world on the 11th of February. Musalmano mein zauf tere